AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. People in Florida are paying attention to the path of Hurricane Ian.
The storm right now is moving to the north at about 12 miles per hour.
John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center says Ian is a Category 3 and will be a strong hurricane when it reaches Florida, but the path has changed.
One of the changes we made in the new forecast is we're actually showing a little bit of a motion further right. And this may be a little less bad for the Tampa Bay area specifically. But there's been increased concern specifically for Fort Myers, Sarasota, places a little bit south of Tampa.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is ordering more than 2 million people to evacuate.
The most important thing with the evacuation is just get to the higher ground, get to safe structure. It doesn't mean you have to be in a place where there's no storm or where you're not going to face anything.
Ian has caused significant wind and storm surge damage in western Cuba. Consumers are showing signs of increasing confidence in the economy. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
A day after a sell-off on Wall Street put major indexes into a bear market, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Report for September suggests rising confidence for the second month in a row, driven by falling gas prices and a strong labor market. The index rose to 108 from 103.6 in August. The back-to-back increases follow 3 months of declines as Americans felt the pinch of rising prices this summer, but while inflation is still concerning, AAA reports the average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. has fallen to $3.75. Lynn Franco, Senior Director of Economic Indicators at the Conference Board, says the improvement may bode well for consumer spending in the final months of 2022, but inflation and interest rate hikes remain strong headwinds to growth in the short term. I'm Jennifer King.
Democrats in Congress unveiled a stopgap spending measure to finance the federal government through December 16th, provide additional support to Ukraine, and help communities respond to recent natural disasters. This is AP News. Leaks on Russian gas pipelines are raising worries about sabotage.
A series of unusual leaks on two natural gas pipelines running from Russia under the Baltic Sea to Germany have triggered concerns about sabotage, overshadowing the inauguration of a long-awaited pipeline that will bring Norwegian gas to Poland to bolster Europe's energy independence from Moscow. Sweden's National Seismic Network says it recorded two explosions that occurred on Monday near the leaks in the Russian gas pipelines. The Polish Prime Minister has called the events an act of sabotage, while his Danish counterpart said she couldn't rule it out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Walmart is teaming up with a fertility startup to offer benefits to workers, such as in vitro fertilization, as well as fertility testing, regardless of sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or marital status. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.